Radio Boston, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Governor Charlie Baker and the head of the Massachusetts State Police today announced the elimination of an entire state police troop, in addition to other sweeping changes in staffing, oversight, and audits of the state police. This is all following several major scandals involving overtime pay, including one where a separate troop's salaries were not reported to the state comptroller for years. Here's the governor in a press conference just this afternoon.
The Colonel, Secretary of Public Safety Dan Bennett, and the command staff at the Massachusetts State Police have developed a comprehensive plan to address the supervisory, accountability, and transparency issues that have been raised by these events. The Lieutenant Governor and I have been briefed on this plan, and we support it, all of it.
State Police Colonel Kerry Gilpin also says that the reforms are about increasing public trust.
We swore an oath to serve the citizens of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts to keep our communities safe. One of the most critical requirements necessary for us to fulfill our mission is to have the trust and confidence of the citizens we serve. It is clear that the actions of members in this agency have threatened that public trust.
Well, for more now, we're joined by WBUR State House reporter Steve Brown. Steve, good to have you.
Good to talk with you, Meghna.
All right, so let's first talk about the elimination of Troop E, the one on the Mass Pike. I mean, that seems to be one of the biggest changes that the governor announced today.
It is, yes. Troop E is the troop that specifically patrols the Massachusetts Turnpike. What they're going to do, they're eliminating it as a standalone troop, and the staff that's there will be absorbed into the other troops that are geographically along the Mass Turnpike. So it's not that they're eliminating the troopers, they're just eliminating that troop itself. Other things they're going to be doing, they're going to be doing a lot more audits. They're going to audit the overtime and staffing levels. They're going to look into the possibility of putting in body cameras on troopers. And as you mentioned, they're going to turn on the vehicle tracking equipment, which is already in all the marked cruisers, so they can see exactly where those cruisers are and what they're doing.
Okay, so on that point about turning on vehicle tracking technology in marked state trooper vehicles, it seems that it wasn't turned on in some of them. Why is that?
That question was asked of the governor and of Colonel Gilpin. Neither the governor nor the colonel could answer that question. Now, you can kind of speculate in many industries that use that type of technology. There's a lot of pushback from the people who are supposed to be driving those vehicles, saying that it's an invasion of their privacy. It's sort of like Big Brother looking over your shoulder.
Ah, okay. Well, so let's talk a little bit more about using body cams for Massachusetts State Police. I mean, obviously, there's been an ongoing national conversation about body cams. Boston, City of Boston Police are in a pilot program for that. How does that relate to the state police, though?
Well, the state police are going to look at that pilot program that that Boston had implemented and really didn't do a whole lot with once that came to a close. She is going to Colonel Gilpin said that they want to use this new technology and will be working with the police unions to implement the technology. Now, like the GPS and the cruisers, you can expect some pushback here. Police officers all across the country have, in some cases, been reluctant to embrace those body cameras because sometimes the evidence that those cameras produces shows that the officer is doing something that they're not supposed to do. And they don't like that.
Right. So, I mean, a lot of these reforms announced today have to do with the fact that there have been a couple of overtime scandals, right? I mean, the Troop F1 out of Massport being the most recent, as reported by The Globe, where an entire troop's salaries were never reported to the state comptroller, at least beginning in 2010. I see that today's reforms announced include some discussions with Massport about that. But did they say anything more specific about what they drew about Troop F?
Well, Troop F, they're going to take a 30-day look at what's been going on over there. They're going to be having some conversations with Massport. Exactly how many police troopers do we need over at Logan Airport day in and day out to wave the traffic on and to be patrolling the airport? So they're going to take a look at those staffing levels over there and work with Massport. Now, why those salaries, those state police salaries, were not reported to the comptroller was that Massport was paying the troopers, and Massport was not required to submit those salaries to the state comptroller. That has changed from now on. Everybody in Troop F will be paid from the state police, and they're going to make sure that all of those records are put on the comptroller's website.
Interesting. So there's a lot here also about just overall increase in transparency with the state police, right? I'm seeing, as you mentioned a little earlier, Steve, some quarterly audits of the top 50 earners at the state police. That's supposed to be made public. And also now the staff assigned to each troop will also now be available to the public. Now, this is something that the state police have been fighting against for years now, saying that it could, you know, using the rules under anti-terrorism laws, that it could affect public safety if they made those staffing decisions public. Do you think there's likely to be pushback from the rank and file?
I think, you know, you may be hearing some things from the union. The union just said that we've just learned of these proposed reforms. We really haven't had a chance to dive in and take a look at it. So they're keeping their powder dry, at least at this point, on their reaction to those kind of changes.
Well, we actually have some tape here from the State Police Union. This is Dana Pullman, president of the State Police Association, giving initial reaction to today's announcement of these major changes to state police oversight, and on the notion that with ongoing investigations, there are some folks who could perhaps lose their pensions.
That's a broad statement, in my opinion. There's several members of the department that are going to be coming under review, both in the ranks of trooper and sergeant, all the way up to the former colonel of this department, who have investigations going on. So we welcome that. We will defend our people to the utmost of our ability and let the chips fall where they may. If they are in violation, there are procedures and protocols to address those issues with the retirement board and from a criminal nature.
So that's the president of the State Police Association, who also said today that they will work with the department to try and implement reforms in a fair manner. We'll see what that means. Steve, what's likely to happen next? These seem to be major changes.
They'll definitely be discussing it with Massport, discussing it with the unions, and try to get those things in. I'm sure you'll be hearing more about these audits that they're conducting after they found the overtime issues. They're going back further into different years to see if there are maybe if this has been going on for many years. They don't know yet. They're going to be looking into that, and I'm sure we'll be hearing about it.
That's Steve Brown, State House reporter for WBUR. Steve, thanks as always.
Thanks a lot, Meghna.
All right. Well, let's turn now to Gregory Sullivan. He's current research director at the Pioneer Institute of Boston. He was formerly the state inspector general. He served two terms under Governors Romney and Patrick. And during that time as state inspector general, he was tasked with investigating waste, fraud and abuse in the government. Gregory Sullivan, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thanks for having me.
Just wondering what your sort of top line takeaway is from today's announcement about these major reforms to the state police.
Well, the big takeaway is that the governor has really taken very stern action, eliminating Troop E. I mean, that's about as big as it can get. That was kind of a plum assignment and a big money assignment for overtime. And I think that the action there to disband the troop and have the troopers assigned geographically is kind of giving away that big monopoly perk on a lot of the overtime.
Right. And they also said that in the next 30 days, there'll be a study of overtime in each of the Turnpike barracks as well.
Yes. And another thing which Steve Brown and you talked about has to do with Troop F at Massport, at Logan Airport. And that is going to be a 30-day review. Now, I think you were very smart to mention the fact that the state troopers at Massport have inordinately high overtime with moving traffic. So if somebody drops off or picks up a passenger at Logan, there's a state trooper assigned to do that. Now, at other airports, I was just out at Orlando Airport, many, many airports in the country, they don't have state police doing this. It's done by airport personnel. And, you know, they assign to tell people to keep moving, get to the cell phone lot. That's a lot of money that's being paid.
Yeah.
The question is, should they have monopoly rights to that under the two state trooper unions?
Well, so let me ask you about that, Greg Sullivan, because, you know, today's announcement, I think, is very, they're sweeping and refreshing, because it seems as if Governor Baker and Colonel Gilpin are trying to bring a new era of transparency to the state police, which is long overdue. But I think you were getting to something just as important, that there may be some sort of structural issues underlying all that that got us to this place. And did you hear anything in the announcements today that would get at those structural issues?
Yeah, I think, well, one thing I take away from this is that Kay Gilpin, who's the new leader at Massport, is really tough.
She's in the state police.
She's really tough. And you see what they're doing here is not, you know, it's not a laid-back response. But, you know, the state police has a, you know, they have a big problem with very, very highly paid people. There are more than 700 state troopers and officers who made more than Governor Baker in 2017. Imagine that. I mean, if you look at a printout of the most highly paid state employees, it's basically monopolized by state troopers and UMass administrators. So there's just more than 200 employees made more than $200,000. 243 of them made overtime in excess of $50,000.
Right.
I mean, in other words, very, very big numbers.
Well, I mean, are you saying that, you know, in regards to the state police, that right now we have a system that's built to maximize the potential for overtime pay?
That's my take on this system, is that there are some agencies in government, and this one, I think, is one, where there's really no built-in incentive to avoid overtime, because the people who are enjoying the overtime and other pay, which is details, et cetera, they're the ones making the decision, but they're partaking in it.
I got you.
And there have been historical disputes between the regular troopers and the officers of the state police about the officers hogging the overtime. So, mm-hmm. I mean, there's like a lot of interest in maximizing overtime, and that's not what should be going on.
Right. Greg Sullivan, I just got two more quick questions for you. One, I wonder what you make of the fact that one thing we haven't talked about in much detail is that there are some reviews, additional reviews going on of the state police, one out of the Attorney General's office. Do you have confidence that those reviews will be sufficiently independent?
Well, I think that Maura Healey, the Attorney General, has a very good reputation. I think she will do an excellent job. But if it were up to me, I would have this review done by the State Inspector General. The State Inspector General's name is Glenn Cunha. He used to be with the Attorney General's office. But, you know, the Attorney General's office investigative team are state troopers, and it's human nature. It's tough when you're investigating yourself, you know. So I think that at the very least, the state IG's office, who has had a lot of experience with theft of time cases, that's what this is called, in the past and success, should be in charge of this investigation.
Interesting. Now, last question for you, Greg Sullivan. I really appreciate your insight on this, because you were Inspector General for the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, left that post in 2012. Some of these issues with the state police, you know, began during the time you were Inspector General. Were these issues ever brought to you while you were in office?
Yes. There were. If you go look back at the history, there have been many instances in questions raised about the state police and specifically about overtime. It's been noted by many investigative journalists that the state troopers and state police officers just break every record when it comes to overtime. It's so big that it's really impinged on the budget. I mean, the overtime for the state police is gigantic in comparison to their base.
Makes you wonder why the state didn't act until now, then.
Well, it does. You're right.
Well, Gregory Sullivan, he's currently research director at the Pioneer Institute, former state inspector general under Governors Romney and Governor Patrick. Greg Sullivan, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
We'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.